Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Good evening. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. My name is Mary Hollis, and I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, which is 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But this show is not all about just widow all the time. We encourage others who are dealing with grief and losses and other family members. Please encourage them to come and be inspired by some of the things that we share each Tuesday night. So I hope all is well out there tonight, but tonight we're going to talk about a topic of what is the purpose of life, the will, to know the will of God, and where are you going? But first, I would like to read something and also make a comment before I read it. Well, I went to an 80th birthday party in Maryland this past weekend. And she is one of ours. She's Sheila's mother, but also she's a part of this ministry as well. And it is Mama Davis, Sheila's mom. She had a wonderful birthday party. It was just fabulous, and she was absolutely beautiful to be an 80 years old lady, but she didn't look as old as 80. I mean, she still can drive and get around and take care of herself. That is such a blessing. God has stored that blessing that she can just, she can still walk and do things for herself and still drive. That's a wonderful blessing that God has given her. But one thing I wanted to share was, at the door going out from the event, she had a little thank you basket. And when I got to the airport, I unrolled it and read what she had inside. She had Psalms 27. That's one of my favorite chapters that I refer a lot of people to when they're going through different things. And I occasionally, and not occasionally, all the time, refer to that as well when I feel that I need that protection, knowing that he will be there. And I would like to read the New Living Translation of the 27th verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? Yes, even though God is saying these things to us, why should we be afraid? We still seem to have that fear in us. We should only fear him. When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and my foe attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army around me, My heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. Yes, he wants us to remain confident. Whatever we may be going through, we need to depend that he and his angels will be there to protect us. I mean, he's not going to always protect us from accident. He's not going to always protect us from the evilness of what people are doing out there. But if we pray and believe in him, he will make it easy. He will help us to get through. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head up high, above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary I will offer sacrifice with shout of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Isn't that a mighty God? Always there, walking with you throughout whatever trouble that you might be going through. He's telling you that he will place us out of reach on a rock, high rock. And then we will hold our head up high above our enemies and surrounding. Hear, O Lord, as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk to me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Many times he's telling us to come to him, bring our burden to him, but we just won't leave it there. We bring it, but we take it back. He said, he's telling us, come and talk to me. Many of us saying that we are coming, but sometimes we are afraid, and we just keep saying that we're going to bring it and leave it there, but we don't. Do not turn your back to me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and my mother abandons me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Yes, even though the enemies are waiting, God got your back. Do not let me fall in their hands, for they accuse me of things I never done. Yes, we got people out there constantly talking about us, saying things that are not true. For they accuse me of things I never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I'm confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. He says, wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be of good courage. Yes, wait on the Lord. We must pray for patience, because sometimes our patience, we miss our blessing. Over the years, I have become more a person that I can really say that I now have patience. But before, oh no, I wanted things to happen now instead of later. But you must pray for it, and God will give you that gift of patience. But I read this, and this is like I said, this was Mama Davis' favorite as well. But so many people stood up and told how they felt about her over the years, over the 80 years. And many of them said how much she has helped them and encouraged them and different things. But just is a testimony what she still does. She's still spreading the word by using this as using it to thank everyone to come, for coming and to being a part of her celebration, but she's still telling the word. She's still encouraging you by giving you this. So at 80 years old, she hasn't stopped. She's still encouraging and helping others throughout. And that's why God has blessed her to live this long and to be healthy and being able to get around and taking care of herself. So just knowing that, keep doing what you're doing. If you're not doing enough for the Lord, get started, because she is a blessing to know what God can do for you. Well, let's continue on. What is the purpose of life, of your life? Does life have a purpose, or it is meaningless struggles from birth to death? It is necessary to have a goal. Some people set themselves goals that demands all their energy and concentration. Well, I'm trying to thin some of that out for me. I want to be able to have some little quality time, some me time. They look forward to reveling in a position of authority over others. Others who are now broad-minded see success as service to their fellow man. People all over the world believe that achieving that particular goal will bring the happiness and satisfaction they desire. That is some people, not me. As a dedicated and committed Christian, your highest goal should be to please God. That's what I want to continue to do, please God, and not yourself. This is the key to purposeful and a satisfying life. There is no greater joy in life than to do the will of God. Yes, he gives you that joy in your heart, and let me tell you, I'm sure you've experienced it, but if you haven't experienced it, when you are working and doing what God wants you to do, oh, it is such an amazing feeling, the joy that you get in your heart. There is no greater goal in life than to do the will of God. That is why you were born. Living to carry out God's will requires a high level of commitment. It's not easy, but it brings you joy untold, because it brings you in touch with the source of joy and fills your life with riches and blessings that are inheritance of those who love and serve Christ. To know the will of God, may the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will. That's coming out of Hebrew 13 chapter 20:21. There are guidelines that apply generally to Christian wanting to find the will of God. The call to spiritual growth, to love and to serve your fellow man are just a few. But there comes time when the issue becomes personal and you need to ask, Lord, what do you want me to do? Or what more you want me to do as well? If God has a specific task for you, he will guide you to fulfill that task. As you seek his guidance, you will feel enthusiastic about the things that he's calling you to do. I can testify to that. This enthusiastic is important, as it will help you to discern the will of God. You will be inspired by new and creative ideas. Oh, yes, he will give you some good thoughts. Sometimes in the middle of the morning, between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and method for effective service that will be unexpectedly filled with your thoughts. Keep your thoughts open and your spirit receptive to the work of God, Holy Spirit. Allow him to increase your enthusiasm, that you can determine your path through life. Some of us are doing a lot for him and not enough. Seeking the will of God through prayer has the additional benefit of more intimate relationship with the Lord. It means that you will keep your spiritual ear tuned to the voice of God. Yes, he will speak to you. Yes, and he has amazing ways that he will speak to you. He doesn't have to talk to you like I'm talking to you. He put thoughts in your mind. He put thoughts in other people's mind and then talk to you and tell you what you need to know. He sometimes lets you read something that he's telling you to do something. He finds different ways the way he speaks to you. But it's amazing throughout my life the different ways that he's spoken to me. And sometimes we always miss some of his when he's trying to tell us something. Sometimes we miss it. We're not perfect. We are human. But as we pray and ask God for his guidance to give us understanding and wisdom, then we will hear him more. Where are you going? Yes. Ask your question, where are you going? Choosing your goal with Christ's guidance is the highest form of common sense. Such cooperation with God will result in tremendous blessing in your life. Don't you want blessing in your life? I do. Choosing your goal with Christ helps ensures that you can live with a clear conscience. It will bring you joy. It will bring you confidence. It will bring you enthusiasm. It will bring you just lots of joy into your life. Striving to reach the goal with him becomes just as joyful as its attainment. If you walk in the path of life in the light of God, the whole journey becomes a joyous experience. Don't you want to be a part of that? Yes. Just like Mama Davis have spent the last 80 years of life, she continues to teach and encourage others, even by using this chapter 27 of Psalms, to continue to encourage others. Don't be afraid. The Lord is the light of your salvation. Whom shall you be afraid? Only him, not man. Yes, we have to be careful. I'm not saying that you don't have to be afraid of certain things that happen in this world, because so many crazy things are happening. But just knowing that what is the purpose of life? Mama Davis I hope for her to live many, many more years. But her 80 years, I haven't been around her for 80 years, but hearing all the things that I heard this weekend of the different people that got up and spoke, I want to. You know how you say, I want to be just like you when I grow up? That's exactly what I would like to be. Like to people to get up and talk about me for almost 2 or 3 hours, just continuously talking and praising her and telling her how much she meant to them throughout her 80 years. Don't you want to have purpose in your life? Don't you want to do the will of God? So you can feel this way or be blessed by living that long and being healthy, driving yourself, taking care of yourself. I want to be just like that. So I'm going to let whatever she's as I want it to rub off on me. It's not just being 80 years old, it's to be healthy, to be doing well, have your same mind, and being able to still be independent and doing things for yourself. That's the blessing of God. And that's where I want to be. So just think about your purpose of life. Have you been doing the things that you need to do to live the kind of life that Mama Davis has, and people telling her and showing the love that she has given them throughout this years of her life? And I hope that she has many, many more. We have a few more minutes. We have some announcements. And I encourage you. I must say we are blessed tonight with a full line of callers. I mean, I have not seen this many in a long time, and I hope that you were blessed by my message, and also I hope that you will continue to support this ministry. If you have widows, people to refer, please let them know that we are here to help them through those first 3 years. There are ways that just tune in each Tuesday, and also they can always reach me at my number, and I'm going to say it on loud on the air, 770-981-9118. I am pretty much up late at night, so they can call me at any time. I'll be there and willing to speak with them and encourage them, and whatever we can do as far as we do other things too. We have a resource. I will not say the resource center, resource materials that we can give you to help you with different things that you might need. We have our president she does taxes, she sells insurance, now she can sell annuity, she can tell you about investment, she can tell you about prepaid legal, she can tell you about car insurance, life insurance. I'm a banker for 42 years, I can tell you about banking. There's so many, and then we have other members that have skills and work in other areas, mortgages, that can assist you. So let us know. We don't know if you don't tell us or ask us. And what other, I'm going to bring Ms. Mandy on the air for a few minutes. She wants to invite us to something that she's a part of. I'm going to let her come on in just a moment. One other thing, like I said, we are making some changes. Just pray for Sheila and I to go to the next level that God wants us to go to. We want to make a change as far as the time. We are working on that. We're going to change the time from 11 to 10 if possible. We are trying to get enough fund to be able to support us for the next 12 months. So if you want to send a donation to us to help us with our ministry, we'll be truly grateful, and God will also bless you. One other thing that I want to mention, yes, we're gonna continue to make changes to benefit and also go to the next level with our ministry. And we just thank you for all that you have done in supporting us. Ms. Mandy, I'm going to bring you on and let you tell us about your play, I think. One second here. Ms. Mandy, I think you are on the air.
Yes, Mary. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, my father's children. My name is Mandy Walker, and I have a date for you to save on your calendar. and it's Friday, December the 6th, 2013, at 7 o'clock p.m. This is a production sponsored by St. Paul AME Worship Center, and it is featuring The Night the Angels Sing, and this is a contemporary Christmas cantata featuring an evening of music, drama, dance, and poetry, musical arrangements and narratives by Gwendolyn F. Thomas. It is to be held at St. Paul AME Worship Center, 1704 Stone Mountain, Atlanta, Stone Mountain, Latonia Road in Latonia, Georgia. Dr. T.N. Hercules is the senior pastor. We're asking you to save this date on your calendar and come and get your blessings. We would love to have you there. God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you, and we will be giving you more information on next Tuesday. God bless you, and we will plan to see you there. Amen, and thank
Amen.
You so much for listening. Thanks, Mary. God bless you.
Yeah, Ms. Manny, give us that date and time again.
The date is Friday, December the 6th, 2013, at 7 o'clock p.m. And there is a customer service hotline you can call. It's called St. Paul AME. The number is 770-482-4361. And we'll have other information later on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless.
Okay. Anyone else has anything else to say, you can always, you would have to sign off and sign back on real quickly, and I can see you, and you can click on one, and I can be able to know that you want to say something on the air. We have 3 minutes, so if there's anything that anyone wants to say, that's one way of doing it. But thank you so much for supporting this ministry. It's nice to see all those lines lit up tonight. So thank you so much for calling in. And
one
if
more
there's
thing here.
That you want to share on this talk show, let me know. You can call
here.
Me. Excuse me?
I have one other thing to say.
Okay.
This is a benefit on behalf of St. Paul AME Worship Center and the Care for Seniors in Decatur, Georgia, the nonprofit organization.
Okay. All right. Thank you. But if anyone else have any type of announcement or something that you want to talk about, please give me a call and let me know. We will definitely be glad to allow you to take this time, 20 minutes or so of the show, and talk to the audience. And that is about the end of our time. Continue to support the ministry. Continue to tell others. And also send others to our meeting. You can come to our meeting as well every third Saturday. Sometimes, most of the time it's at my home, but every now and then we go out and have breakfast or do something different. Miss Mandy, you're supposed to be getting us to, we're supposed to be going bowling in a few weeks. So next week, if you can get that information so you can announce it on the air.
I will get it. I'll have it.
Okay. Well, thank you. So there are lots
thank
of things
for calling
to be doing.
In. Yes, thank you everybody for calling in out there in Radio Land.
Okay. Yes. Have that information next week if possible. So we can
put
that together. Well, thank you everyone. You have a great night and be blessed. And think about what's your purpose in life so you can live to be 80 plus years. Be blessed.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. better.
Come let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.